All right, let's head off to the Central Goldfields Shire now and catch up with CEO Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. Hope you're all rugged up with the changing weather.
Yeah, it's a bit nippy, isn't it? Hey, listen, we haven't talked much footy lately, but the Bombers, they're up and about.
I have to say, yeah, it's much nicer to talk about them at the moment. They've had a few good wins and they've been playing some sensational football. So, yes, very happy.
Yeah, good. I can always tell when you're in a better mood than when they get thumped, you know. We think, oh, God, we've got to talk to Lucy today. Oh, no.
You people and your footy. No. You people and your footy. Let's talk about the Maryborough Railway Station and go Goldfields, please.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, well, I'd like to talk about that as well. Yes, that'd be great. We're very pleased, actually, to have a visit from the Minister for Regional Development last week, and she announced $1.8 million investment in the railway station project. And it's a project that I think I've spoken to you before. We had a pilot where we spent only about $50,000 to move our visitor information centre over there and also to start a co-working space. And that pilot's been really successful. So we've found with our visitor information centre that we've had twice as many people come with the new location, which is also just a sign of a lot of people also coming into regional areas to visit. So it's been fantastic to get that money, and so we can now take it to the next level, and we're looking at having more spaces where we can showcase local produce and art, enhance the co-working space, get some more micro-businesses in there, and also just to really enhance the visitor information centre and make it more interactive and tell stories of the Goldfields region. And probably most importantly, just open up more areas in the train station so that community and visitors can come in and have a look.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building, and the cafe make great coffee, and it's only a spit from McDonald's as well. So it's got everything going for it in my world.
Hey, question.
Well, the playground's nearby too, so take the kids over to the playground and then pop in and have a look at the train station.
Yeah, my daughter's 23. I don't think she'd necessarily want to go to the playground, but anyway.
Robbo, Mike, just a quick question. Can you buy a train ticket there?
Yes, you can. So it is an active train station, and we would love to have more trains coming through, but we do have train services during the week, and it is an active train station, yes.
Okay. Now, the Goldfields Mob Connect Community Day.
Yes, so to celebrate this week with our local Aboriginal community, we've got a community day on Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30. It's going to be held in the community hub and also the station domain gardens in Maryborough, and I suppose they can all come inside if it's not great weather. There'll be a welcome to country and a smoking ceremony. We've got lots of activities, including games and inflatables run by the Western Bulldogs Community Foundation, and cultural activities with True Dreaming. There's a yarning circle as well, so people can have a talk about what life is like in the Goldfields for the mob. And there's also morning tea and an official lunch, which will include our mayor and other representatives of council, and a lovely gift bag and goodies for everyone who comes along, including gifts from First Nations businesses. So it's really great if people could RSVP and contact our reconciliation officer, Georgia McGuire, who's organised it, and her contact details will be on our website.
Okay.
And you've got NF Awareness Month coming up.
I was a bit confused with this one because when my kids used to say, "What's that, Dad?" I always used to say NFI, but that stands for something totally different, I think.
Yeah, no, it does. And neurofibromatosis is a genetic disease which impacts on people's nerves, so it actually grows tumours on nerves. And you can imagine, we all know our peripheral nerves, so they can be very sensitive, and therefore this is a disease that's very painful and can also impact on a whole range of things that your nerves do. So it can impact your sight and also it can impact on people's spines. So we've got one of our team members, Russell, and his daughter Jasmine, who are impacted by this disease, and they've been working on raising awareness of it. So we had the office lit up in blue and green to raise awareness, and Jasmine has been doing work with the Children's Tumour Foundation in Australia also to try and raise awareness for neurofibromatosis. So if people are interested, they could get in touch with Children's Tumour Foundation Australia and also donate and try and help make a difference to people's lives.
Terrific. All righty. Well, listen, Lucy, thanks as always. You have a fabulous week. Go the Bombers, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great, thanks. Speak
to him. Cheers. Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfield Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.